From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Myanmar's de facto national leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, facing outrage over ethnic violence, will not attend the upcoming United Nations General Assembly because of the ongoing Rohingya crisis. Samantha Vardas has the story.
As international pressure mounts on Myanmar's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi will be a no-show at next week's UN General Assembly. Her office confirming the news on Wednesday, saying she'll miss the meeting in New York as she tries to bring the violent and unstable situation in her country under control. Suu Kyi defended her government's efforts to resolve the Rohingya Muslim crisis at the UN last year. Since then, it's got far worse, and she's being slammed for not doing enough to end the violence, which has been labelled ethnic cleansing. Some critics are even calling for her to be stripped of her Nobel Peace Prize. Hundreds of thousands of minority Muslims have fled the bloodshed, which has killed hundreds. The army calls it a counter-strike after attacks by Rohingya insurgents, but refugees say the army is trying to drive the stateless Muslim minority out of the country.
A U.S. airstrike early Wednesday killed six al-Shabaab terrorists in southern Somalia, according to a U.S. military statement. The strike took place about 260 kilometers south of Mogadishu, but no other details were provided. Al-Shabaab has been trying since 2006 to overthrow the government in Somalia. And reports from Afghanistan say at least two policemen were killed and several people were wounded when a suspected suicide bomber blew himself up at an entrance to a packed stadium in the capital city of Kabul. There has been no claim yet of responsibility. This is VOA.